We'll move on to Judith Polgar, who was a chess grandmaster, mate, at the age of, fucking 11, I think. She defeated her first grandmaster when she was 11. She's from Hungary. And chess is a weird one, mate, because why is chess held in such high regard?
I don't really know, mate, because I get the whole chess grandmaster thing and people are very, very, very good at it. But at the end of the day, it's just a board game, isn't it? It's basically Monopoly for squares.
Yeah, and a lot of it is sort of memory as well, because like if somebody goes h4 to b12 or fucking whatever the moves are, there is a counter move to that, mm-hmm. like a kind of perfect counter move, and that's how Dern Brown, you mind that thing where he played all like 10 of them at once?
Yeah, and he was
just playing like one against six.
Yeah,
and two. Yeah, because he was just playing them against each other, so they must be doing. Like, oh, he's done that move, so the best move for me to do is then do that. So is it just a fucking memory test then? And we spoke to Sean Williamson about that. You can memorise all these sequences.
Yeah, give us make a story around it and do it that way and it works. But you know, the other thing about like these proper competitive chess games that I don't like is all that fucking banging the clock they do as well. Like, so, you know, they do the remove and they bang the clocks to stop it. I've never really understood why they do that.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a fucking time limit.
I didn't think there was either. Yeah, so why do they always fucking bang the clock? I don't like that. It was a special kind of people at school that used to play chess. I remember, I quite liked chess right when I was younger because my dad liked chess.
My mum liked it, so I played against her for years when I was younger.
Yeah, we had a bit of a thing. We used to go to Spain quite a lot on holidays. I remember really young. And my dad used to always buy a chess set on holiday and bring it back. Like, I don't know why, but he always bought a chess set. So I always remember looking in shops and stuff in Spain and places like that at chess with him. And I used to play it with him every now and then, and he enjoyed it. And I learned the basics so much so that I could play. I remember going to secondary school and there was a chess club advertised. And I remember one day it was raining. Me and my mate went along to it. We walked in the room and walked straight back out again because, you know, in the Simpsons when Homer's like shouting nerd when he goes back to school, it was literally that. You could smell the geek as you walked in the door. It was horrendous. It's just a game. I don't get why is there not a Monopoly Grandmaster? Why is there not a Game of Life Grandmaster or a Dream Phone Grandmaster? It just seems okay,
when you're throwing dice about like that, that makes a fucking difference, obviously. But I don't particularly get it. Like your memory is good, and Gary Kasparov, I had a wee electric chess set we would play against a computer, kind of like very basic AI almost, and you could put the levels up and you could try and cheat, but you couldn't cheat. Yeah, I quite enjoyed chess for a couple of years when I was younger, but same as you, I don't think I ever walked into this chess club. I did walk into, there was a lunchtime debating club thing.
Yeah.
I went to that once and they were, I can't remember what they were debating, but I made a complete cunt of myself. Like, I put my hand up and said something like, "You're all hippies," type idea. Like, you say you love trees, but then you roll joints using paper skins or something. That was my argument against fucking climate change or something back in the day.
Okay.
Every cunt thought I was a dick.
I just remember that day walking into chess club and just physically thinking, I need to get out of here, my VL was going to grow back, so I started to get out of the fucking place. Yeah, the debate club's better than chess. I would say debate club's less. I think the people that did debate club probably get battered less than the folk that did chess.
Talk their way out of it.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually. Yeah, they probably could. They're too smart for the bullies, basically.
Yeah,
I'm going to have the chess ones aren't as, they don't have the street smarts. They've just got the math smarts, haven't they? That doesn't really help you.
Yeah, for sure. This is really convoluted here, but talking about chess and prodigies, mate, I've literally got a joke.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Hit me with it.
So why don't I play chess with the prodigy? They smack my bishop.
Oh my god!
Right, fucking, we'll move on.
I'm rooked after that one.
Yeah.